time now to head across the ditch and have a chat to Mick Guerin, who hopefully won't be a stranger to Australia for very much longer with the exciting announcement during the week of a travel bubble. How are you, Mick?
Pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, fair to say I'll be jumping on the first plane, actually off to Randwick for the Cup and QE2 meeting and the Oaks meeting next Saturday. It's been a long time coming, and look, we try to be trans-Tasman in our comments and the way we do our job. So as soon as the borders open, we're on the plane, and we'll be there next week in Sydney, and then obviously hoping to come to Victoria for some harness at some stage as well, because it's... I'm a great believer, Michael, as are you, that it's a trans-Tasman Australasian-wide industry. So, yep, on the plane for the first time next week, which will be a very strange feeling after 13 months in the motherland.
Well, it's good to see all of our friends from New Zealand being able to make it out. And we spoke to a very relieved Andrew Forsman at the sales yesterday because the news came through while he was here. And he was thinking he might have to do 14 days quarantine. So he was a very happy man about that. But I want to pick your brain about the Kiwis in action this weekend. Let's start with Agon. Can he bounce back in the Doncaster?
I think he can. I don't think the overnight rains helped him too much. It's obviously a heavy nine at Randwick now. And that's getting, you know, really helpful for a Mugatu-type horse and those older, tougher horses. When they decided to go to the Doncaster with him, he got 52.5 with the weights coming up half a kilo when the top he pulled out. He hasn't been well-treated because a horse like Moanga hadn't won his Group 1 when the weights come out, and of course you can't be really handicapped, so Moanga's only carrying 50. So at the time, 52.5 sounded really low. Now it puts him in the top half of the field, Agon, which is a long way up for a horse who's only had the 6 or 7 starts. They're very happy with him. He's working very well, as Andrew would have told you, but he's not a big horse. So from barrier 7, if he gets a Hobart Hill-type run where no one gets in his way and leans on him, yeah, sure, he can win. And he's got Kieran McAvoy to help him. But I think a few things have happened, like, you know, Moanga coming into the race, the weights going up, and now the track getting towards a heavy range, which I think aren't going to aid him. So I think he's about the right odds, about $14. Still, Sacred Fool, his sire, did win the Doncaster under very similar circumstances. So he can win, but he's going to need to be a very good three-year-old to do so.
Well, it would appear on paper the Kiwis have got a better chance of taking a major with Rocket Spade in the Derby. You've been talking about this three-year-old colt for quite some time. Now that the Derby field has been assembled, are you confident he can complete the major Derbies in New Zealand and here in Australia?
Well, I think the wet track won't bother him. I think he's probably better on top of the ground, but he won the Derby here on a track which got very wet very quickly. It rained during the day. And it will be comparable to an 8 or maybe even a 9 at Randwick. So he's proven he can do that, and no other horse in the race has proven they can win a Derby on a wet track. The lead-up form through Milford, who was beaten in the Rose Hill Guinea in last week when the metallic front man was beaten, doesn't embellish his chances. But I do think he's good enough. He was excellent winning a 1,600-metre race, which was too short for him 2 weeks ago to prove he's heading forward in the right direction. Again, McAvoy jumps on. Lots of pluses, not a great deal of negatives. He can win the Derby, but I think he's in a clump of horses who can win the Derby because, as we all know, once you get to Randwick over 2,400 and it gets on a very testing track, it's going to stamina rate to about 2,600, and that's an awfully long way for some of these three-year-olds. I think it's the horse who's happy on the day, who's got clean, open windpipes, and, you know, it's just in that nice zone horse's header. Will probably win this Derby, but there's no reason to think that can't be Rocket Spade. There's absolutely nothing at all about his preparation which you would pot for this race. So the question is now whether he's good enough.
Did you buy a future champions championship runner yesterday as well at the sales? Am I hearing right?
Yeah, I think there's only about 3 Kiwis bought at the sales yesterday. It's pretty hard shopping and stuff. There's obviously big money in Sydney. So David Ellis bought a couple for Tiaka. Stephen Marsh got a nice one and I got one. So I got a nice Piero colt last night and he's out of a fast neck Lochmere, very neat horse. Some of the Pieros can be a bit long. So mate, you're competing with serious people when you're competing for Pieros in Sydney. I realise that, but I'm never scared to put my money where my mouth is. So yes, he'll be on the plane home to New Zealand and we'll see what we make of it.
Well, good luck with that, Mick. Speaking of harness, we've got a nice weekend carnival with the Mildura Pacing Cup and the two-day carnival Friday, Saturday as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I reckon it's one of the strengths of harness, and you see them, the gallops with the ball, obviously, but the galloping carnivals don't have that many two- or three-day carnivals like Mildura's having now. So I think it's a real strength. You can go there and you can, you know, have almost a trip back in time, and I'm not insulting Mildura by saying that, but it's a slower pace of life. You get closer to the horses and the horse people. I think the horse people enjoy it. I think it's a really good carnival, and Mildura in particular, because it's quite a small track, so you're really close to the horses, and it's like Harold Park in the old days. It's a bit more push and shove type racing. So I think it's a real strength. I think these are carnivals that Harness Racing Victoria and harness racing in general can hang their hat on. The big race is only 60 grand, so it's not going to change anybody's life, but it's a lot of money for a country harness race. But more importantly, once you've been to these carnivals, and I find it both in the gallops, like, for example, the ball or the harness, they get a mystique about them. You want to win, you know, a race at the ball, even if it's only worth 50 to 60 grand. You want to win the Mildura Cup. So I think it's a real strength. I think the horse called Mark Dan's the horse to beat, but he's got one on the second line. That's never easy at Mildura. I just think, Michael, the harness can't compete with the gallops head-to-head. We know that. But there's an openness and a friendliness and a hospitality and a point of difference from these carnivals where harness racing can attract people to the sport. And if they have a pleasant experience, they might want to be owners of horses heading forward. And I think carnivals like Mildura are very much a bright light in that regard.
Well, it'll be a great two-day carnival there. Now, all we need from you, Mick, is a good thing over the weekend. Have you got one?
It's really, really... I don't mean to be too obvious about this, but it's really hard to go past Avantage in the last Group 1 of the season in New Zealand. She's up against some good horses in Levante and Coventina Bay. This is a place called Te Araha on Saturday. So it's the last Group 1 of the entire season. But she just beautifully set up for the whole thing. Let's wait for age. Opie Bosson is on before he heads to Sydney next week to ride Admiral Lena. And she's trained by Jamie Richards. So it's just the right recipe. But because there's a couple of decent horses in there, you're getting $1.90. I think $1.90 is really fair, the Avantage in that race. And I'll be happy to have my decent bet on her. So she's the bet of the weekend. For people in the harness racing front, it's a massive meeting at Addington tomorrow night. It's a really big meeting. There's a whole bunch of Group 1s. And there's a horse racing there called Five Wise Men in the New Zealand Trotting Derby. It's 2.3. Now, if you want to spend your $50 and bet responsibly, of course, you could take Avantage on Saturday, multi from Five Wise Men, and both those markets are available on tab.com.au now. And you get your over $4. Well, that's not a bad way to spend your $50. And if you have any joy, you can have a slightly bigger TRB account to play with for the championship's first day on Saturday.
Sounds like a good plan, Mick. Wish you all the best over the weekend.
Mate, same to you too, buddy. And I hope the punting goes well for everybody listening on RSN.